People give you all kinds of advice when you're first starting out. Those with more career or life experience, or who just have been around a bit longer, might want to make your transition to a new stage of life a little easier. Perhaps they don't want you to make the same mistakes they did, or there's something they wish someone had told them when they began. When I was ordained a priest, an older, wiser cleric told me I'd need to be careful. Things would change for me when I started wearing a collar. People would treat me differently. I needed times not to be a priest. This person recommended I didn't tell people what I did for a living when I wasn't wearing my uniform. In civilian clothes, I could be anonymous and incognito. And if folk asked, I could just say, I work in social care or the public sector. That wouldn't be a lie. Anything more specific would confuse folk. It wasn't a conversation worth entering into. And I needed time to not be in role. The author of tonight's second lesson gives the opposite advice. St. Paul recalls how, through the laying on of hands, not unlike what happens at ordinations, things changed for Timothy. But instead of telling Timothy to keep this to himself, he tells him to be forthcoming in his work. Don't be embarrassed to speak up, he says. Timothy knows what he's supposed to do. Yes, it might cause trouble, and people will give him a hard time, but that's to be expected. Timothy isn't to shrink from the responsibility. I don't know, none of us does, what was going on with Timothy at this point in his life. But I do know what's happened in mine while I've tried to live a life of faith. Sometimes people look at me funny when I tell them I'm a priest. I'm less often met with aggression, more often with puzzlement. Religion seems anachronous and strange. It isn't easy to talk about in simple terms. I mean, not if you want to be serious about it. It's niche, with its own vocabulary and worldview. And so it does seem often like it'd be easier to avoid the topic. It's not like I'm ashamed. It's just that I'm not sure a lot of people easily understand what it is I do. It's funny, but this is the same reaction I get when I ask many students about their research or study. I meet lots of people at this university, and one of the first questions I ask is what they're doing here. And I genuinely want to know. I'm not just being polite. But the answers I get are often short or vague. Something like, oh, well, it's about mathematics. And that's it. I must not look that bright, like that's all my little brain can handle. No, really, I think the answer is trying to spare me, or perhaps them, the embarrassment of not grasping the complexity of their research. Stuff that folk do here at the university is specialized, sometimes highly so. Language is calibrated to talk about certain aspects of finely tuned work. Explaining what it's about isn't easy to do without context, and that takes time. So to be polite, folks say, mathematics. But that's not really what I want to hear. It isn't what anyone needs to hear, either. Look, you're here at this university to do extraordinary things. This isn't a place to hide away. You need to tell others what you're doing. I mean, don't bore people. Nobody likes that. Like, read the room, know when it's time to talk. But don't underestimate how often that might be. If you honestly believe your work is not interesting, do something else. Find something that is. But if you're doing something you like, it is something worth sharing, worth talking about. You're here to change the world. Not just watch it spin. And you're here to be different. not to fit in. So when people ask what you do, or perhaps sometimes before they even get the chance, be honest. Don't worry about how complicated things are or about being awkward. It's strange people that are changing the world. Hear advice from St. Paul. God did not give us a spirit of cowardice. Go on, and let your freak flag fly.